بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Radio Islam International and the program Living the Legacy. Today we're learning about a beautiful aspect of how we can live, about building strong communities, unite. We'll also be exploring the power of community engagement and contributions. And in this hour, we'll be learning more strategies on how to strengthen communities through giving back and fostering growth. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for us to learn how we can live our legacies, inshallah. And our guest joining us today, let me introduce her to you, is a Palestinian humanitarian activist for 30 years. She traveled through South Africa in 2011 to create the awareness of the atrocities committed against the Palestinians in Gaza. She is also the author of a book, Gaza Forgotten, A Woman's Journey to an Open-Air Prison. This book was inspired by her visit to Gaza during the war in 2011. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Our guest today on the program is Palestinian activist and author herself, joining us for today's edition on building strong communities, Sister Shahnaz Farid. Sister Shahnaz, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having me, and ahlan wa sahlan to all the listeners out there. Shukran for having me.
Afwan, our pleasure, alhamdulillah, such an honor. And we are so delighted to be learning from you to on this very important topic. So I'm wondering if it's okay for us to begin by just asking you, I know it's a question you probably are asked so often, is how do strong communities contribute then to strong or supporting our families?
Alhamdulillah. Okay, before I start, I just wanted to also let the listeners know and yourself that I do have an NGO called Sisters of Hope. It's an NGO which I started in 2016, alhamdulillah, and we have like 750 families on our books. We provide food parcels at schools, uniforms, school shoes, etc. We do help them with rentals, and it's quite a huge projects. We've got like a lot of projects that we do annually, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But this also came up when I released my book, when I launched the book, Gaza Forgotten, A Woman's Journey to an Open Air Prison. You know, it just stuck to me, and I said, you know, I want to do so much for Gaza, and I'm so far away. Let me see if Allah Ta'ala can use me in my own community. And then we work in the Westbury Nuclear Coronation, North Hassach, Rivoli areas, where we provide these food parcels, blankets, and whatever else we have. It's quite a long list that what we do, but I'll get to that some other time. But there is quite a lot that we do, and alhamdulillah, you know. And you ask how to build a strong community. You know, the power of a strong community cannot be overstated. It's the foundation that supports our personal and professional growth, you know, provides us with a sense of belonging, and also offers us a support system during tough times. So, you know, we have to interact with our community, and we have to help them, you know. So strong relationships exist between people in the community. You know, people come together, and we work towards a shared cause. You know, we must trust one another. You know, people trust in and feel represented by institutions. There are opportunities for communities to be included in these decision makings, which is nice, because if you and your community has a good understanding, then you can build a relationship, and you can make it work, you know, and you can help as many people. Like for me, 750 people on my database, and I can help 400 every month, but I also alternate, so that 1 month this one will get, 1 month that one will get. But there we need our donors to come in and assist us. But for me, that is building, you know, these strong community support structures that we should put in place. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Please tell us more about your organization. Where can people read up more about it online? Do you have listeners across South Africa and abroad? So is there a website or social media you can suggest that they can find out more and donate to your projects?
Gee, we are on Facebook, and we also have a website, which is called sistersofhope.org.co.za, and they can go into the website and they can see what we have done in our community. Unfortunately, this few months we haven't updated because we've just been so busy with my Gaza projects that I have not updated our Sisters of Hope website. But there is lots of information on the website. Our bank details are there. We have a very few donors. Like I said, we haven't got big donors, but the ones that we have, alhamdulillah, they provide and they help us so we can at least feed people. We don't just have 750 people on our books. We have people coming in from the street and coming and ringing the bell and saying, please, have you got a food parcel for us? So we also make up small little parcels and things like that. And it's been like this. Just this morning I was telling somebody, I said, you know, we're the only organization around in this area where we work, in Westbury, Nuclear, Coronation, all that does food parcels every month. You know, we don't just do it in Ramadan and then for Eid again. No, it's every month. It's a monthly thing. So we have to do fundraising. I have to do fundraising at least 3-4 times a year in order to get funds to help make up more food parcels, etc. And then I've also got donors that will send me blankets, and I give out about 2,000 pyjamas every year in winter, which a donor sends to me, alhamdulillah. So there's lots of stuff, you know. We do the disabled centers, we do sanitary packs and stuff for them, give them a lunch and so on. So this organization, Sisters of Hope, really, really interacts with the community, centers in our community that needs assistance. But most of the time it's people that walk into the office and say, we need this, we need this, we need we cannot turn away people, because every single person that walks in is in need. They are all underprivileged people, and you know, with the drugs and so badly in the communities, the grandparents are the ones that are suffering because they have to take care of those children. So we have a lot of old people on our books, a lot. I think half of the 750 people, families that we have on our books are elderly people, you know, pensioners that have to take their pension money to see these grandchildren. So we do school shoes every year, 600 pairs of school shoes. We do fundraising in December for these families in January. Alhamdulillah. So we do a lot of work in the community.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your in goodness, and may Allah allow for your institute, your organization to grow from strength to strength. I'm very glad you shared it with us, because I myself was not aware of it. But it'd be great to support projects on the ground like yours. So listeners, you can go to the website itself. It's sistersofhope.org.za, and you can see their projects include stationery packs, food parcels, clothing, Ramadan programs, educational programs, youth self-empowerment, and there's lots of information about previous projects as well. So they're doing amazing works as well, alhamdulillah. Please do get in touch with them and look at the amazing projects that they have going on, really community-based, reaching out to the community, and that community out is so important. May Allah bless you all, Sister Shahnaz.
Ameen, shukran.
In your experience, what examples illustrate the impact of community engagement on our family dynamics? What would you say?
You know, if you're saying community engagement, it's like, I believe that it is necessary to work together in order to truly support and walk a journey with the family towards change. A strong community provides a supportive and inclusive environment that helps children grow their social emotional skills and feel a sense of belonging. Because most of the time we find that, you know, it also offers access to resources, experiences and opportunities to improve the quality, you know, of the care that we give. For me personally, I feel that when I look at the community where I live, I live in Maritzburg, and even in Maritzburg, people will say, "But how can families living here also be wanting a food parcel?" Every single home has its challenges, and it doesn't matter. Today, you can drive a car, and you can still be hungry, and you can have no food in your house. So we like go and we do research, and we go do home visits. We do house visits, and we go and assist the people, and I just feel that, you know, that we have to work together in order to walk the journey with the family towards change. I hope I've answered the question.
Oh yes, absolutely. You know, in your experiences, Shanaz, working with the communities and this outreach that you've been doing, you know, what are some of the successful strategies for individuals to give back to their communities? With Ramadan coming up, at the time that we're recording this, people will be, okay, I want to get involved in community. Like, what are the strategies? Where do they start? What's your advice?
My advice would be to volunteer your time. You know, like today is my day where I'm handing out food parcels, right? And I've got to get people in. So I take from the underprivileged community and I get them to come and assist me, and to volunteer time is very, very important, you know. And then also for families or neighbors to check up on their neighbors and family members and see, you know, especially those that, like, who lives alone, where are the widows, you know, those families who have health or multi issues, for example, the elderly that are caring for children, whose parents are addicts or unemployed, you know, then also fundraise for a local cause like the disabled centers, old age homes, make up some toiletry bags, give them blankets, pajamas, etc. You know, these are all we can involve, you know, people in our community. First of all, volunteer your time. A lot of times we sit in front of the TV, etc., and TV, and our day goes by, and what have we to show that we have the people at heart, you know. I personally don't know when last I have sat down and watched a movie or watched anything on TV. I just don't have the time. I'm always thinking of the people in Gaza. I'm always doing things for the people in Gaza. I do fundraisings. My mind is all over the place. But alhamdulillah, I know in my heart that my time is spent correctly. I want to spend my time. It's like spending your time in the path of Allah. You know, you are working for Akhirah now. You have gone past the dunya. What is there for us to live for in today's life? It's just for Akhirah. You know, volunteer your time. You know, go and check and come to us and say, you know, two doors away from me, there's this woman struggling. She really is, doesn't have food in the house, and she's a widow, or things like that. Or even if they're a married couple, they're not working, there's children in the house, come and let us know. You know, that is your way of sharing and giving back to your community as well, because by Allah using you to come to us and us using us to help that one, it's all by the will of Allah. But at least, you know, you are showing that you are interested in what's happening around your communities.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, you know, it's something that it comes from a place of being interested in our communities. We have to make that effort. It doesn't come easily. There's a lot of sacrifices, as you mentioned. There's not much leisure time, for example, for yourself. But it is about giving back, and that's our duty. Sister Shanaz, what collaborative approaches can our communities adopt so that there's a sustainable support for families? Because we find in Ramadan, many organizations get that support and assistance, and then Ramadan is over, and then now there isn't enough of that manpower to continue with those projects. So what approaches can we have so that we are sustainable in these efforts? We keep going, not just in Ramadan.
Yes, you know, I was saying this morning, to just mention it, but I was just telling somebody this morning, I said, you know what, Ramadan is coming. We're going to be very busy. People are going to be opening up their hearts. They are going to trust us with their zakat and things like that. And after that, keep in touch with your donors. You know, give them feedback. If you're doing something in constantly give feedback of what you are doing so that they can trust you and they can be like a partner in Sisters of Hope. Like I have families, private little families, friends that I know. I can pick up the phone like I'm having a Gaza function now on next week for the children of Gaza. I don't know if you've seen it, but I have sent out the advert. And we're doing is we're having... the Children of Gaza organization is, I want to bring all their families, must bring all their children. They must be bring their placards. We're going to be having a coloring in of Masjid al-Aqsa, the flag. We're going to be having a lot of stuff happening on that day. We're going to be a poem that my granddaughter wrote. She wants to read that poem. Children can read their poems. And we just want to have a day for fundraising for the Children of Gaza. And I will send the advert to, I think I did send it to Mumtaz, I'm not so sure, but she can share it with you. And it's going to be a fun day. We're going to have our brothers from Gaza that's going to be there, that's going to give a talk. And I'm going to give a talk on Gaza for the children, because a lot of our children are also affected by what's going on in Gaza. People think, no, it's only the elderly people. But if you look at, I've got 12 grandchildren. Four or five of them are very, very small. You know, like 13 down. The others are adults already. But then they ask me, they say, Ma, look at this, what's happening in Gaza. Because they're on TikTok, they see all these things. Mm. Ma, it's so sad. And Ma, what can we do? Ma, why don't we go and kill the Zionists? Things like that, you know. So these children are also affected. They know children are dying for Masjid, for in Palestine. So we want the children to all come and show their support. And we're going to do a video. And we want to send it to Gaza, because I'm in contact with the president. Also the media also in Gaza, so we want to send this video to say that look, our children in South Africa, in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, we're all in it. Our children also feels the pain for what is happening. And then we're going to have like a little message pad where we want the children to write messages to the children of Gaza to say, for example, my name is Shanaz, I'm from South Africa, I'm 13 years old, and my heart goes out to you. You're in my thoughts, you're in my du'as, and we are praying for you. And, you know, little messages, whatever they want to write. We want to collate all that and then send it off to the Gaza, you know. And we also want to do this video where we want to show the people of Gaza, the children of Gaza, that we are, our children in South Africa are also feeling the pain. They're also hurting, you know, and we haven't had this opportunity for children. So we are appealing to families, to parents out there that are listening. It's Sunday morning from 10 to 3 p.m. Bring your children. Let them be part. Let them show their support for Gaza. Make their placards. Let them wear their Palestinian t-shirts. We will be selling t-shirts there as well for children. Let them just wear any color, green, red, white, and black, you know, to support the people, the children of Gaza. So this is what we're having next week. And I'm just happy that my brothers from Gaza that's here now are going to be part of it. We've got a young boy of 22 years old who came to South Africa. He was brought here by a family. And he's living in the fruit shop and selling stuff for the owner. But, you know, the other day we went shopping for him, and he was so grateful, but he was crying. He says, Auntie, he calls me Auntie, he says, Auntie, my parents are in the tents there in Gaza. I don't know what's happening. I can't get hold of them. I said to him, just make dua, inshallah. We're here to look after you, and Allah Ta'ala will look after them that side, because we know that what they're going through at the moment. So we're going to have him there as well, you know, to come and tell the story, because he just arrived here in South Africa on the 20th of November. So he's here with lots of sadness, lots of heartache, you know, and he looks sad and he looks depressed. But we keep visiting him, we keep going there and showing our support and saying, don't worry, you have an auntie. My name is Shanaz, I'm your auntie. You know, I say that to him. I want him to feel that he has somebody that he can come to, a home that he can come to. And him sleeping in the shop there is also worrying me. So if anybody has a place, you know, one room, even with a bathroom and a toilet, just for him to also be comfortable. Instead of sleeping in the shop, you know, let him also live in a home or a little place where he can call his own. You know, at the moment he's on the floor, he's got a bed. So inshallah, we make dua. So this Children's Day is to just create the awareness amongst the children also, that you know what, now the children of Gaza is in a very bad situation at the moment. The hardship, the struggles is continuing. The bombardment is continuing. So we want to show the world that, you know what, South Africa has children who also cares about the children in Gaza, inshallah. Mm,
inshallah,
ameen, ameen.
Beautiful, and we're praying that our listeners are able to support and assist this young man, inshallah, and the
country. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay. Our last question to Sister Shanaz today is about inspiration. And in her line of work, she must have a lot of examples. But we're asking Sister Shanaz today for an inspiring story that demonstrates the transformational power of community support. Is there any inspiring story that stood out for you, Sister Shanaz?
Yes, certainly there definitely are many, but for me what stands out the most is the support I get from the community at our high teas and our dinners. The very same underprivileged people that are recipients of our food parcels are the ones that will support us. 90% of the time it is them. They even pay off their tickets to attend our dinners and our high teas, and they show, just to show their gratitude. So what they'll do is they'll come to me and they'll say, Apa Shanaz, we want to attend the dinner, please. And I'll say, but I know your situation, so don't worry, it's not necessary. I understand that you don't have the money. No, Apa Shanaz, we'll pay it off. So they'll come and they'll pay 50 rand this month, 50 rand next month, 50 rand the day of the dinner. They'll come and they'll pay off the, even sometimes bring a plate of biscuits with, you know, just to show that they appreciate what we do for them in the community. So most of the time for me that's so inspiring, because I always think, you know, why would we try and sell these tickets at a very low price. Most of the time our dinner tickets are maybe 150, 200 rand. Most of the time 150, because we know that the support will come from that same people that's getting the parcels from us. So for me that is very inspiring. It shows that, you know what, they appreciate what we do for them and they want to give back also, not just receive. That's the one. And then the other thing, I don't know if I mentioned, it's about this boy from Gaza, a 22-year-old that arrived in South Africa on the 20th of November. And it just so happened that I walked into the shop and I bought and I Gaza on, and I said to him, are you a Gaza, are you from Palestine? And he said, yes, I'm from Gaza. And I said, oh my word, I'm so happy to meet you, and how long are you here? And he says, Appa, I just arrived on the 20th, auntie, I just arrived on the 20th of November. And I said to him, oh my word, I wanted to hug him and just tell him how much we love the people of Gaza, and for him to be there. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm working here for these people. And I said, where do you stay? He says, no, I sleep in the back there. And that broke my heart. And I thought, oh my word, you know, that's a bit sad for me. But I then got back home and we decided, you know, we're going to do something for him. And we got some stuff together and we went there and he had cried. He was so happy. But all he could say was, he says, my family in Gaza, my family, I don't have contact with my family. So, you know, these are inspiring stories that the community, when I told somebody about him, 1, 2, 3, they said, Shanaz, here's some money, see what you can do for him. And also they went there and they gave him also some money. So you know what, that for me is how life is supposed to be. We must help one another, irrespective of what circumstances these people find them in. They just speak because of the will of Allah. But we do not question Allah. We just, Allah sees what's inside of us and how we can help. I know I always say that there's that little heart inside of us, piece of flesh inside of us, which is controlled by Allah. You know, and it's controlled by us too. So whatever Allah puts in your heart, do, you know, give. Because this world is temporary. We're going to leave everything we own. We can have a big Mercedes Benz. We're going to leave everything behind. What are we going to stand there by Allah Ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I saw this people were struggling, Ya Allah. I sat with all this money, Ya Allah, and I don't know why I didn't give the people the money. You know, we are saying we can even involve our community. When we give something, we tell the donors, come and see, be involved, see where your money is going. You know, be an open book. Come to our office. We've got audit. Our books are audited. It shows you exactly what's going on there. We have an open book, not a closed book. So, and we are a very small community. People prefer giving money towards big organizations, and they forget about the small little ones that are also doing a lot of work undercover, on the ground here, you know, like feeding people every day, doing this, doing that, and not getting a sponsorship, you know, not even from the government. And yet, if I can tell you, the government will not hand out the type of parcels that we hand out to our people. You must see the parcels that we hand out. It costs 980 rand, one parcel. That's, and we hand out so many parcels a month. So you can come and have a look and see what our parcels look like. And we do not buy no name brands and things like that. What we use in our home, that's what we will shop and give to the people. And and it's just that they appreciate it, so that therefore they will also want to get involved and help us also, you know. Like now with the Gaza program coming up, I was saying I'm looking for sponsors for party packs for 200 children, and I've been phoning around, and it's just a no, you know. But inshallah, something will come up. I said small little party packs, which has just got a juice in maybe, and a packet of crisps and a sweet or something. Just to hand out to the children as they come in, you know, and also just to say shukran to them for coming and attending the function and showing their support for the children of Gaza.
Absolutely. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it a success for His pleasure and open the doors and ways forward. Ameen. And finally, how can our listeners get copies of your books? Where can they buy a copy of your book, please?
Okay, my book was banned. It was on Amazon in 11 countries, and the book got banned. But I have books at home, at the office here, and they can just call me. You can give them my number, and they can call me, and I will either courier the books to them at the extra cost, because it all depends where in South Africa they are. But if they around here, they can come and collect the book from me, or I will deliver the book for them. But the book is 260 rand, and I think every home should have a book like that, Appa, because, you know, it tells a story. It tells a story of a grandmother, a woman who went to the Gaza, experienced everything, seen with my own eyes, been there, interacted with the people, the hardship, the struggles, the heartbreak was just too much for me. That is why when I came back from the Gaza, I had to put pen to paper. And I'm not a writer. I'm a pensioner. I've never written a book. But everything that came from my heart, I put into that book. And alhamdulillah, may Allah, you know, reward each and every one who bought that book, because that money of the book sold, the profits of the book all went to the Gaza, and we put up an agricultural borehole in the Gaza that can give acres and acres of water to the plantation where fruits and vegetables are grown. And I've got the video of it. They did a video for me when they were drilling And also they send me pictures of the fruits that was growing there, the vegetables, how they're helping the people from that books thing. The other day we also sent some money, and they sent me another video to show that how many vegetable packs they made, you know, to hand out to in the tents where they are situated at the moment. And so a lot has been happening in my life when it comes to Gaza. A month before the war, I actually had a fundraiser for Gaza, not knowing that there's going to be such a terrible war. And I raised funds for another two boreholes, alhamdulillah. And it was, again, my community around here, you know, that was supporting us. And we managed to do that. And you know, these agricultural boreholes are very, very expensive to put up. You know, it's not like a just a little small water well and things like that. So alhamdulillah, we're sitting with the money at the Gaza office, and we cannot drill or we cannot do anything now because of the war. But inshallah, we're still selling books. I'm still trying to sell books to raise more funds, because the profit on my book is only 110 rand I make. And 110 rand goes to the Gaza, and the other money I pay for the printing of the book. So there isn't much, it's not a lot, but alhamdulillah, as people are buying, alhamdulillah, it's accumulating, and we're getting there, inshallah.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you plenty of ease and khair, and accept all the good works that you are doing, and to all of you at your organization as well. It's been such a pleasure to learn from you, to hear about projects you're doing, and also for us to learn more on this topic today about building those strong communities that contribute to supporting our families. Sister Shahnaz, jazakumullah khair for your time with us today, and may Allah bless you and all the good work that you do. Ameen, ameen.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. You know, I just wanted to close off by saying that sustainable community development is the future. You know, it's a comprehensive, inclusive, and a long-term approach that benefits everyone, residents, businesses, and the whole planet can benefit of it. You know, as we move forward, it's crucial that we shift our focus from short-term gains to long-term well-being of our communities, inshallah. But shukran so much for having me. I really feel humbled, and I feel honored that you have made time for me, and also that you have given me the opportunity to speak about Gaza as well, because I think at this time in our lives we are all very, very hurt, and as I'm sitting here the tears are flowing because I'm just thinking of them, and inshallah Allah make it easy for everybody, inshallah. Allah grant them a ceasefire, you know, so that they can get back their lives again, inshallah. And one day when we do a program on Gaza, I will really, really tell you all about my visit to the Gaza and my experience, inshallah. But for now, the book is available, and they can contact me anytime on my cell number, and get the book from me, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Jazakumullah khair, and ameen to all your du'as for Fazza. Ameen, ya Rab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having me. Salam.
Afwan. Wa alaikum salam. And today in the program, we spoke to Sister Shahnaz Farid, a Palestinian activist and author, on the topic of building strong communities. That brings us to the close of our program for today. We'll join you next week at the same time. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.